Where in the Bible will I find just why the Bible is so unique? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. It is incomparable and utterly without comparison, preeminently the book wherein divine mysteries are made plain, deity is revealed to man, and man to himself. That's the Bible. From its inexhaustible stores of heavenly wisdom, there unceasingly flows an unquenchable spirit, enabling all those who fully imbibe to resist every attack by the devil, to see by its power truth triumph over error, purity over corruption, and righteousness over evil. By its examples, the motivation which springs from its remarkable influence is wrought in the lives of those great characters who espoused it, the record of which remains for our edification and emulation. To it, its faithful devotees turn again and again in hours of need and ever find in its sacred pages its thrilling and never-failing message of hope and comfort. No crisis, no trial, no trouble in life ever arose that it cannot resolve. The young, when first realizing its power for good, the mature in need of guidance in life's perplexing problems, and the old in seeking the comfort which can come only through the realization of a better and more enduring home in the skies, all turn to it and find, in lavish abundance, the message for which their hearts sigh. In hours of sorrow and troubles, it is always there to soothe, to sustain, and to provide the peace which passes all understanding. If the Lord should delay His coming, and if our civilization should go the way of past ages and suffer the destiny of those ancient kingdoms of which only faint traces yet remain, and if by chance an archaeological search should turn up a copy of God's holy word, its message of hope, of comfort, and of salvation will be as potent and precious as it was when fresh from inspiration's pen it came. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. 1 Peter 1:24 and 25. Study and obey its teachings.